Welcome and thank you for clicking on the Harmonic Concordance blogcast, your source for inspired interviews that explore the edges of consciousness and the role of spirit in our transformative times. Now here's your host, Johnny Marie Hiel.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Harmonic Concordance blogcasts. My name is Johnny Marie Hiel. I'm very pleased to have as our guest on this episode of the blogcasts, Holly Rae Wynn. Holly Rae has been practicing energy healing ever since she was a child, even before she really knew what holistic energy healing was. She's been seriously studying and practicing Reiki for 20 years as a Reiki master teacher. After years of study and practice, she began to integrate the use of stones and crystals with Reiki sessions, asking the archangels, ascended masters, and the client's spirit guides to come forth for the highest good of the client. She has taught classes and attuned many people and continues to grow and learn so she may pass her healing energies on to others. She now practices in the Palm Springs Joshua Tree region of Southern California. Having said that, let me introduce Holly Rae Wynn. Hi, Holly. How are you doing today?
Hello, Johnny. It's a beautiful morning here.
Yes, it is. In lovely Southern California. Yeah. Okay. So aren't we lucky? And aren't I lucky to have you on our blogcasts?
Oh, thank you, Johnny. I'm really happy to be here.
Let me begin by asking you to tell us who Holly Rae is, her background, where did she come from, what does she do, etc.
Started out in Pennsylvania, in a little town. Pretty much lived between a small town in New York and Pennsylvania most of my life until I moved out here 4 years ago, which was the best thing I could have possibly ever done because I absolutely love it here. I knew from a very early age that I could actually do energy work, although of course I did not know what it was called at that time, especially being able to touch people and to be able to calm them down. I especially realized that anybody that had emotional issues, I could work with very easily. As I grew older, I continued with this. And when I was 13 years old, I found a place called Lilydale, New York. It's the largest spiritual community in the world. And I began going there as often as I could. It was only 30 miles from my house. And I studied many, many different modalities. My modalities there were more on the healing side. And I just feel like I had the most beautiful background of being able to learn things that I never would have learned had I lived anywhere else. I grew, got married, had children, continued always to do healing work. Again, not really quite understanding how it worked, but I just knew that it worked, and it all became very apparent at different stages of my life that it was all through spirit. I then learned about Reiki and got attuned again in Lilydale for first, second, and third Reiki, which third being the Reiki master teacher. The first, I'll tell you a little bit about that more later, but the first is healing yourself. From there, I just continued to learn and grow, continued to do Reiki and all my other energy healings, and just kept adding modalities as I went. And now I am here.
And aren't we lucky? Okay. Your field of spiritual work, obviously, is Reiki. Can you tell us a little bit about Reiki?
Well, I will tell you, first and foremost, when I found Reiki, it truly changed my life. It is a very, very powerful, beautiful energy healing that is called Reiki, which is life force energy. So it's very different than doing other forms of healing work where you use your own energy. This truly is life force energy. I can work on 10 clients in a day and you do not get tired because it is not your energy that you are taking from your body. In Reiki 1, you learn how to actually heal your own self. And I truly believe that you need to heal yourself first and foremost before you can think about other people. Because if you're not whole, I think it's pretty hard to help heal other people. And when I say that we're healing them, we're really not healing them. We are giving them the absolute tools to be able to learn how to heal themselves. Because nobody can heal you except your own self and spirit. Reiki 2 is actually, you learn three of the sacred symbols that belong to the Reiki energy. And you can then work on other people, animals, plants. I work on everything. Even when I'm out hiking, I do the Reiki symbols on the earth, especially up here in the mountains, and bring beautiful Reiki energy for their progression and in so many places that nobody touches them and leave them exactly how they're supposed to be. In Reiki 3, you become the Reiki master teacher. You get the most powerful of all symbols. And you can then, not only do you have more of the energy, but you also can teach other people. And that is truly a goal in the world today. If people can learn how to really, truly heal themselves, because Reiki works on the mind, body, and spirit. So that's how we heal ourselves. We need to learn all three and what they do so that we can truly heal ourselves. So Reiki is passed on from Reiki master to Reiki master and to students. That, well, there's different ideas of where Reiki came from. Most of us believe that it was really brought here on earth since the beginning of time from Lemuria. The latest time it has come around again was in 1922. Dr. Yusui from Japan actually was given the Reiki symbols and the different places where you touch the body to give the client Reiki. Every person is different. Every need is different. So every Reiki session is different. And I had somebody yesterday say to me, it's never the same. And she's had many Reiki sessions. And I said, it's not supposed to be because you don't want to be the same. You want to get better each time. So it's a phenomenal energy healing.
It is another form of energy healing. There are several out there, right?
Yes, yes.
But this one, Reiki, you seem to be saying is that the energy comes from a different source other than yourself.
Right.
And that source is invoked when you do the Reiki symbols.
Yes, and you ask for them to come. Reiki means life. Rei means energy, life force energy. That's where it comes from. So yes, what you do is you ask for it to come. You let it come through your crown chakra, through your head. You do your Reiki symbols. It comes through your crown, through your body, through your heart, and out of your hand. So literally, you are doing nothing but letting, we channel the energy is what we do. And there's so many wonderful energy healing to learn to do. So, you know, you learn one and it makes you want to learn other ones. So therefore, I started using stones and crystals and their energy to incorporate. to balance everybody's chakras. So, like I said, each and every person is different. So what it is that that person needs is what you can incorporate along with the Reiki sessions.
And how do you integrate the stones and crystals?
The stones and crystals are very vibrational, and each stone and crystal really works on a different modality. They can help you balance your chakras. You know, up until the last few years, nobody really knew how they worked, and many people just didn't believe that they worked. That's why it didn't become a scientific type of a healing. Scientists now truly have found out how truly vibrational they are. For instance, clear quartz crystal has the vibrations that is incorporated into almost every electronical device that we are using. The interesting part of that now is that every stone has different vibrations. We have different vibrations. So if I laid out 10 clear quartz crystals here for you and I, you would probably go for one. I would probably go for another one because we are different and the stones are different. However, when they need them for manufacturing, that just doesn't work. Because if you're putting one in your watch, it needs to be, when you're making a million watches, you need the same quartz to work in every watch. So now they are actually growing almost every stone and crystal in labs.
And they grow as you see them growing?
You know, I can tell you, I do not honestly know how they do it, but they are grown in labs.
Oh, in labs. Okay. All right. So, Holly, how do you see the role of spirit playing out in the world? We know spirit has a good deal to do with Reiki healing, but we also know that spirit is a foot in the world. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's truly a very interesting question because we can't function without spirit. Even though many people don't recognize spirit, it is in us. It is everywhere. Spirit is joy. It's life. It's laughter. We are spirit, all of us.
First and foremost, no?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we talk about having a soul. Well, soul is spirit, right? Spirit is everywhere. The beauty that we see is phenomenal. And you ask spirit, you work with spirit. When I'm doing my energy work, yes, of course, I always ask spirit for the words to speak, the messages to give, and the healing to share. Knowing that without that, we really can't do that. So, a spirit, I talk all the time. We talk to ourselves, we're talking to spirit. Now we ask questions, we're talking to spirit. Ideas come into our head, like, oh, I wonder how I should do that, or what does this person need? Guess what? It comes from spirit. I believe that spirit is within us all. It's just sometimes it takes some of us longer to find it than others.
But it's always there, whether we're aware of it or not.
Right.
I've had an interesting spiritual journey also. You want to tell us a little bit about that and perhaps delve into some of your past life recalls?
Well, past life regressions are so very, very interesting. And I know that I have lived many, many past lives, as most of us have. My most interesting past life that I believe changed this lifetime was going to an in-between life. Where do we go between life? We've heard many things, you know. Some people just think there is no in-between, you just don't come back. Some people think that they're just floating around somewhere in spirit.
Sitting on a cloud.
Sitting on a cloud, yes.
That would get a little boring, wouldn't it, after millions of years?
Well, the one that made the biggest difference for me was, like I said, the in-between life. I found myself on a star. The star was called Ceres. I had never heard of it before. I looked the same, but my body was not the same. It was very fluttery. There wasn't a lot to it. You could see through our bodies, and they're beautiful, a luminous, light with a bluish tint. And our clothes weighed nothing, since we basically didn't weigh anything. We didn't have a true hard form to hold our clothing up like we do now. They just kind of laid over us. They were absolutely beautiful. I believe on that star that every single person there had the job that they wanted to have. It was different than it is here. There was not manufacturing, but we all had a job to either help the star maintain its source of food, or you could go to other planets and actually help the beings that live there. I, of course, chose to come to Earth. I remember back as far as Lemuria, I have always, always, always done healing energy work. I have seen myself in Egypt many times, and the latest one before I came here this time was Native American Indian. I can remember them very clearly. Of course, there's many I haven't been to and I haven't remembered. But I do believe in this certain star that I was at, we got to pick. And that's where I would go back to every time. For us here on Earth, in our bodies that we have, it seems like a long lifetime. When you're there, it's like basically a split second. We take the human form, we come back to them, and to us, it's only been a very short time. Like within a day's work, you are back again. So there's not like a big welcoming to come back, and there's no sending you off because it's that fast.
A day trip to the Earth. How's that?
It is. It truly is. It's quite a phenomenal place. And anybody, if you haven't had a past life regression, find somebody that's good and have one. It can change your life. You find many things that you're living out in this life happened before in other lifetimes. And you can change it in this lifetime.
Of course you can. And we get our change directions from spirit. You know, we might not even recognize that we're being set on a particular path, but when we get there, we recognize, wow, this has been some trip.
I know I've had some trip.
All right. Well, let me sort of bring this to a close with asking you this question. How do you see your future playing out? Are there any special plans that you have?
I'm living my most perfect life right now. And all I ask is to just keep continuing like this. I love doing my work the way I do it. I love growing. I learn every single day. I talk to spirit every day. When I'm out hiking, my thoughts are all beautiful thoughts. We get to see the beauty if we just let ourselves open our eyes to seeing the beauty. That's would be what I would ask for everybody in the world now. We're looking so much into doom and gloom, but if you can change your own personal thoughts, then you will affect the people around you, which will eventually cover the world and get out of your doom and gloom. So just be happy.
We have a specific task here to be a part of and encourage the waking up of many others. There is, there is a great spiritual awakening taking place around the globe, and when we work consciously on changing what we perceive, because we perceive it as the hologram or as the holographic universe, we can change the environment. So we of the spiritual bent need to concentrate on that, to know that we are change agents as well as having personal lives.
I love that. Yes, I love the way you just put that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
came out of your conversation. So, I mean, this is what happens. You say when you put your mind to it, you say the right things. You know what? Because it's not really just coming from you. You know, you are impelled towards the light.
You know, all we can do every day, I truly believe, and I ask this every morning, and that I am a better human being than I was the day before.
And that's pretty good. That's a pretty good base to build on.
It is. And if we can send that to everybody and just spread the joy, you know, it so amazes me. Just by smiling at somebody can change their life. And I read, when I was young, with the old telephones, that it said, if you can answer your phone with a smile on your face, they will hear it and they will pick it up. And it could make them smile. So I do that every single time. I have never changed. I worked in a large corporation. I still answered the phone every single time with a smile on my face.
And people can hear the smile. They can hear your joy.
Yeah, they can.
Well, Holly, it's been a joy for me to have you here today. Thank you very much for your time. I am very grateful. So I'll sign off and tell the folks that this has been Johnny Marahiel speaking with Holly Rae Wind. And I also want to give you a note that soon we will have our broadcasts on iTunes. So we're wonderful. Starting to spread out, and we seek to have an influence. We seek to put out what we know so that it may influence others.
Thank you, Johnny, for doing all this work.
Oh, I'm really pleased to do it. It's my joy and part of my joy. I also have a wonderful wife who gives me a lot of joy, too.
I know.
All right. Holly, thank you very much for being here. So we'll say goodbye to the folks. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Thank you for having tuned in to the Harmonic Concordance blogcast with Johnny Marahiel and special guest. For more information about the blog, please visit www.hcblog.org. We wish you peace and blessings on your journey. Namaste.